Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, but let's head over to SB&B Foods, usually the Friday SB&B report, but this is the LP version. Scott Center, SB&B Foods, what a beautiful day to grow soybeans, huh?
Yep, and grow soybeans, and hopefully there's a bunch of farmers getting out and maybe getting some of that first spray put on some of these soybeans. So, yeah, this is a much-needed break from the gale force winds we've had for the last 45 days, it feels like. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, it's a needed break, and hopefully you guys can get out and get some spraying done.
Andrew Thostenson was on Twitter last night, and he said, now check the inversion, but here's the inversion tables that I see so far for Friday, but I think he said, spray them if you got them.
Yep, exactly. I think, you know, other than the areas, obviously, that got some rain the other night, I think you'll see a lot of sprayers out today.
Boy, everything sure looked good after that rain. I only got 1,200s, and I know some folks got 6 inches. So where did you end up, and what kind of shape are these food-grade soybeans in?
You know, on our farm here in Castleton, we only had about 3/10 or so. But, you know, just Amenia, 7 miles north of us, they had 9/10 to an inch, and just a little bit to the west of Amenia, they had over 2, and just went up from there the more farther north and west you went. But, you know, for the most part, most of the stuff is looking pretty good. You know, from that heavy rain we had here, 2 weeks ago, you know, there was some crusting that was happening on some of the soybeans that was causing a little bit of an issue. But the rain yesterday softened up some of that crust, and so some of the beans that are still coming up are able to push through some of that. And so far, the stands look pretty good. The weeds are certainly coming too, and so guys are just getting out and getting their first application out there.
Yeah. Now, on the food grade soybeans, what the people who are growing them, they sure know what's going on. But curiosity, obviously, from the rest of us. What are the herbicide? What chemistry is appropriate for food grade soybeans?
You know, when it comes to spraying the food grade beans, you can use anything that's labeled. Obviously, you know, we can't use Roundup in season. That would be a bad day.
Yeah.
Liberty in season, you know, things like that, obviously. But anything that's labeled for soybeans, you're completely fine using. There is starting to be some restrictions from some other countries on more of the pre-harvest burn down applications, where maybe guys are using some stuff as a rescue treatment prior to harvest. So we've had to eliminate some of that with the use of gramoxone or the use of glyphosate for that practice, just from a chemical residue perspective. But in season, anything that's labeled, you're 100% fine to use.
Referencing Twitter again, last night I saw a picture, I think it was Nebraska or Illinois, I can't remember where, but it was somebody, you know, said, look at this, Liberty killed all the weeds and all the soybeans. And I mean, and he said, look at this is a gut-wrenching thing. And, oh, man.
Yeah, that's a bad day for a farmer. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, that's why you're starting to see all these flags out in the countryside, you know, and we've been running flags around all of our farmers because we knew that the sprayers were going to be starting and flying around this weekend. And so we got the flags out to everybody. And so, you know, you see that red flag, that means conventional soybeans. And, you know, neighbors and everybody just needs to be cognizant of that when they're out applying their herbicides.
People sure run through their red lights, but when you see a red flag, stop. It's food grade soybeans, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I mean, obviously, you've got all the different flags out there, and they have. You know, I'm super happy and proud of the farmers in our region for accepting and adopting that practice of flagging that technology, because it just makes spraying and everything a heck of a lot easier.
Are there any particular weeds that are popping up this spring that you're noticing?
You know, there are. We're seeing quite a bit of ragweed coming through already, common ragweed. We're seeing quite a bit of lamb's quarter coming through. You know, with some of the, you know, most of all of our food grade soybean guys, we definitely recommend that they use pre-emerge herbicide. And, you know, you generally need some rain to activate that. And there just wasn't a lot of moisture to get some of that activated. I mean, some guys did, but some of it, the efficacy wasn't 100%. And so we're seeing some weeds definitely coming through some of that pre-emerge herbicide. And those two in particular appear to be coming through pretty good.
All right. The crop, give us a crop report. Or at what stage is the crop and how's it looking?
You know, overall, I'm pretty pleased with how the crop is looking. You know, and talking to most of the farmers, and even on our farm, I mean, we had probably some of the worst seed beds it feels like we've ever planted into. It was a nightmare trying to get a good seed bed for some of the seed. But overall, they seem to be coming out of the ground pretty good. Most of the stuff is, you know, first, second, third trifoliate, and depending on planting dates, and you know, there's some yellowing going on right now with some of the moisture and on some of the iron chlorosis, things like that. But as the roots get through that salt zone, those beans will start greening up and they'll really start taking off here.
SCN doesn't care whether it's a Roundup Ready or a conventional bean, right? I mean, do we have nematode issues in food-grade soybeans too?
Yeah. I mean, soybean cyst nematode is definitely not discriminatory one versus the other. They just go for soybeans. Yeah. And so if you've got a soybean in the ground and you've got cyst issues, you'll certainly see that start showing up here. But that's, you know, that's typically a later season issue that'll show up. I mean, obviously, if you have cyst in your soil, it's something that's going to affect those soybeans right now. But you really won't start seeing a lot of symptoms on that until later on.
How easy or how many varieties do you have in the food grade soybeans that are SCN resistant?
You know, that's definitely something that we are looking to improve. I mean, right now in our portfolio, we have 13 different varieties that we forward contract. And of those, four of those are soybean cyst resistant. In our breeding program and in our discussions with the breeders that we work with on the genetics that we contract, we are certainly looking at getting soybean cyst resistance built in on all of our genetics. But even some of the cyst resistance that's out there, some of the cysts are becoming resistant to the resistant gene. So it's a moving target, but we're always looking at improving that genetic offering.
Yeah, the Peking varieties, I think that's what we've had. The only thing we've had, they're starting to develop some new ones. But it's a work in progress.
Yeah, I mean, actually, the gene that everybody's using is called 88788.
That's it.
And now they're starting to move towards the Peking variety, or the Peking gene is a way to limit some of that resistance.
All right. Thank you for the correction. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. How about over in Wisconsin? How are those guys doing for you?
Man, their beans are off to a great start. You know, most of our production over in southern Minnesota and Wisconsin was all planted early to middle of May. And so those beans are flying. Most of those guys have gotten their first spray out already. Their stuff is really, really looking good. I mean, obviously some of the parts in central Minnesota, we've got some dry areas and some moisture issues. But other than that, the beans are really looking good and the weed control looks to be, pre-emerges are looking to be working really well. And so, they've got what looks to be a very good crop coming.
And with the premium over the futures market, there should be a lot of optimism in the farmers who are planting food grade soybeans with you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we've seen a nice little bump in the Chicago Board of Trade price. We certainly have a lot of farmers that are locking in some of those prices, and you start adding those premiums on top of some of these prices where we're at right now with this little bump, and it's been a nice little rally.
For sure. All right. Well, how does a farmer get a hold of you and start the conversation on growing some food-grade soybeans?
That's the easy part. Just give me a call, 701-347-4900, or they can check us out on the web at sb-b.com.
All right. Scott Zinner, thank you very much. Have a great Friday afternoon and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mick.
You bet. That's today's SB&B Report.